Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. They have their big 4th of July sell-a-thon going on. Great deals on Ford cars and trucks here all weekend long at Mossy Ford. They're great people here and a lot of fun. We have the one and only Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks right here in Mission Bay, and kind of a local guy here, right?
Yeah, it's right in the neighborhood.
Yeah, right in the neighborhood here. Live broadcast, having a great time. Great crowd here, too.
You're not kidding, man. We're having so much fun, and this is such a great time to come do it. And Mossy Ford, such the perfect spot to come down. There's so many Ford cars and trucks here, and such a great spot, and easy to get to. We're on Mission Bay Drive, right in between Grand and Garnett, Pacific Beach. Very easy to find. And, man, as Pete had mentioned before, we are giving away so many killer prizes. If you haven't joined us in one of these San Diego County Ford Dealers Live remotes, come to this one, man. There's so much good stuff. During the breaks, we raffle off totally free just all the Colt Sniper jigs, all the AFTCO gear, all the, you know, all the Nomad lures. There's so much fun stuff. And I couldn't believe you were saying that we're giving away a full member, a full year membership to fishdope.com.
Yeah.
All that's just for coming and hanging
just
out.
Just for coming down here.
And then if you come step up to the microphone, man, again, another awesome prize. One lucky person in our audience that steps up to that mic is going to be eligible to win those brand new Maui Jim sunglasses. This is the Piahis, a black frame, blue Hawaii lens Piahi, a great pair of Maui Jims, and that's going to one lucky participant today. And again, the casting contest as well, that's going full speed. Guys are having a great time, and maybe we can get a little update out of Dave and Grant here to find out what it's going to take to be in the running for that casting contest. But winners are going to have their choice at a brand new Shimano rod, or a trip for two on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, or that great Nomad and Shimano lure package. Plus, you're going to obviously have your entry at the grand prize at that big trip on the Royal Stars.
So yeah,
some
fly
great
down, fly
stuff
back,
going on.
End of January on Alaska Airlines, fly up up and down from LAX on Alaska Airlines. I want to thank, of course, Tim and Randy at the and Brian at the Royal Star, and of course Alaska Airlines for donating that phenomenal trip that
That's
I'm
so
looking
cool,
forward
man.
To going on.
How about winning a long range giant tuna trip just for coming and hanging out,
yeah,
and talking some fishing with us, man?
Unbelievable.
Pretty cool deal for
yeah.
sure. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the catch report, and today our fishdope.com report is sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters, and when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Ron. Well, guys, with better weather and this long 4th of July weekend we've had, there's been excellent coverage. So we got a lot of reports coming in from all over the place. And guess what, guys? There's just a huge amount of fish around. It's been interesting, to say the least. They're starting up north there at the way far end of our zone. Sea bass still liking that northern Channel Island sector up there. I mean, there's been quite a bit of fish hanging out for quite some time. Weather's always an issue, and squids, you know, is what's been holding them. It's getting a little tougher on the bait there, but man, there's been a lot of fish. And surprisingly, that red crab hookup bait drifted down the edge of the kelp lines has been one of the top producers on some of those fish there. At that Santa Catalina Island, squid's getting a little tougher there also, but there's still a little bit around, mostly backside west, and there's some backside middle. But yellows really don't seem to care. There's a huge amount of yellowtail at the island. And by this time of year, the water's warm and they're biting the sardines just fine. So I wouldn't stress over the squid too awful much there. That yellow is stacked up, you know, front, back, east, west. All the major structure spots are holding fish. There's just a huge volume of yellows. But seriously, guys, try and stay away from the boats and definitely out of the closures, and you'll have a good time there. Locally, you wouldn't know it from the fish counts, but the bass fishing is actually pretty good, both Huntington Beach and Horseshoe Kelp, the main structure spots there. We've had really good moon tide conditions here in the afternoons the past few days, and those calicos and sandies are really biting the plastic. It's just been really fun fishing. At San Clemente Island, still a dab of squid in the cove there with yells and sea bass living on it. Seals are also living on it. The seal pressure over at Clemente has just been hideous. So if you hook something worthy, you got to pull hard, or seals are definitely going to get you there. It's tremendous frustration with those things. And Desperation Reef there down outside of China, you know, it's had a lot of speculation because some of that tuna blew up there really quick here a week or so ago. It's been looked at. Not much tuna fish. There is a little bit of large yellowtail swimming around the reef there, but not quite holding the tuna just yet. And for offshore, if you just headed down that ridge below Clemente toward the 43, there's been some good signal on yellow and bluefin both in that area. And then from like the 43 heading over toward the corner, that's been yellowfin central here the last couple of days. A lot of boats bound up in there this morning for sure. And then all the way on down across outside the 302, across the 371, 425 zone, and still continuing down all the way to outside Ensenada. It's a huge spread of fish. And again, yellowfin and bluefin both, you know, you got 10 pounders to 250 plus mixed throughout the area. So you got to watch out, you know, in terms of tackle because some of them really big guys are definitely around, but it's really nice to see the stuff biting the poppers a little bit more this year, stick baits, colt snipers, you know, all that surface stuff on breaking fish has been working really well this past week. And that is seriously fun fishing. So we got a lot of fish around. We got really nice weather. I think it's time to go fishing, guys.
Time to go fishing. Good report,
Mark.
Sure. Yeah, really.
Awesome.
I mean, what an amazing array of fish around. And, of course, fishdope.com has had it all. Danny and the boys have been doing their job. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. You got to have Fish Dope if you're going fishing. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edger by the big Chevron station. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, you know, I cut that report really short. I didn't even get a chance to talk about the marlin that are showing up, the dorados living on the kelp, the few swordfish that have been seen swimming around. It's his game on, guys.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next Saturday, you'll be in the fan studios with us so we can talk all about it next Saturday.
Man, that's going to be so much fun. I'm looking forward to just doing the show and seeing that new facility you have there. It's going to be very, very fun.
You're going to
stuff.
Be blown away. It's pretty impressive. All right, Mark, thanks a lot for that report, and we'll talk to you. See you, actually, in the fan studios next Saturday.
You got it, guys. We'll see you.
See you, Mark. All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, just around the corner from where we're at right now. Talk to Marcos. Marcos, what's going on down at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Great. What's happening?
About the same fishing we've been seeing for a while. Nice mix of fish going on there. The half-day trip, still catching a lot of bottom fish on there. Seeing a little bit of calico bass and yellowtail sneaking the counts. Those twilight trips going out, seeing some of that also calico bass and rockfish. So not great fishing, but pretty solid fishing this week on the half-days. Full days on the San Diego, a little tougher this week. There's a lot of fish out there. They're just not cooperating. They are still catching bluefin, yellowfin, seeing some yellowtail on there. Not catching quite the numbers we'd want, but like I said, there's tons of fish, and like I said, don't chase the counts. They're there, and you want to go out there and try and catch those fish and not wait until they're all gone. So definitely check those out. Half day and full days, both online there. Go to our website, seaforthlanding.com, and see the full schedule up there for both of those. The half day is running just about every day. Twilight's running Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Full day running every day. The overnight trips, the one day, day and a half, 2 days, very similar fishing, picking away at that bluefin, yellowfin, and yellowtail. And we've got a lot of options on the website there. Got those 1 days, a day and a half, some 2 days in there. The Cortez is running some of those day and three-quarter day trips that we ran at the end of last season, and they were very popular. It's a good way to not take up too much time and still get a couple days of fishing on there. They're leaving late morning, fish that day, fish the next day, and then come back the following morning. So definitely an option. You can't really, you know, invest in one of those 2 or 3 day trips. Definitely check that out. Again, those are all on the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office here, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you all set up on trip, and get you out there fishing.
Right on, Marco. Certainly sounds like some good fishing, and I know we've got a really nice week of weather coming our way, so hopefully that'll make way to some fish. And there's certainly, you know, you see all the social media reports from Captain Ryan Bostian and all the guys at Seaforth, and everybody says the same thing. The volume of fish is unbelievable. We just need them to turn that light switch back to on, and we'll get after it. Well, a great report, Marcos. We sure appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Marcos. Again, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. This one's sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not already installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com or get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange. It's a great product to have.
It is a great product for sure. No doubt about it. Jeanette Phillips is here. San Diego, Jeanette, are you around? There she is.
Hey, Jeanette.
Thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford today.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. This is kind of a weird question, but I like to go grunion hunting.
Cool.
And a lot of the beaches around here have been being dredged up and stuff. Do you think that affects the, you know, I haven't been able to find any
grunion. It hasn't been good?
No.
Interesting. Yeah.
So like, do you think
even going on the predicted grunion runs, huh?
Yeah.
I'll be darned. Yeah, I don't know. Ron, ideas?
No, I haven't heard anything.
I don't, but I think it'd be a great question for a Gundy. So
yes.
Maybe we can ask our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, tomorrow, or Bill Varney. I bet you could go onto his website, which is fishthesurf.com?
Fishthesurf.com, yeah.
Surffishtackle.com, I'm sure, would get you there also. But that would be a great one for him. Those guys are surf experts that know that world. I wish I knew also.
Yeah,
I just don't.
Yeah, I hadn't heard
all
that.
Right.
That's a shame,
I'll give
that
a try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'll listen in tomorrow.
So. All right, great, Jeanette.
Right,
thanks
thank
a lot.
You.
And, you know, one thing I know for sure from Captain Dave is that grunion make great bait.
Everything eats it.
Yeah, everything eats grunion, for sure.
I think Bill Varney's website would probably be the best. If you wanted to, we'll ask Gundy tomorrow, but if you wanted to go on and just start doing some research, I think that would probably be the best place to start, for sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Sutton Miller, one of our great casting champions here. Sutton, you around here at Mossy Ford?
He's making his way
All right, he's
up
making
here.
His way over here. Good morning, Sutton. All right, step up to that mic. Right there. There you go.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Great. Thanks for coming down.
This is really fun today.
Yeah. Now, did you cast already?
Yes, I did.
And how'd you do?
I'm doing good. I've got a chance to make it further along.
All right. Did you draw the right card?
Yeah. The card color thing's kind of fun. Yeah. You never know. I think most people have been getting lucky and drawing the right color.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, so the tuna kind of like stabilized. Are the guys figuring that more fish are going to start getting a solider bite soon? What are they saying?
I mean, everybody's, you know, we've been talking about the same thing. The volume of fish is certainly there, and I think
the amount of bait around is just insane, and that's part of the problem.
Oh, I see. So maybe they're just going to take off when the year gets a little further along the line here, huh? Because I've seen those pictures. I've seen these pictures online of just massive schools from the airplane.
Yeah.
You know?
And I know the Sac Spotter plane is up today and tomorrow. So.
Uh-huh. And he talks to you guys on the radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was hoping to hear from Tom Green that today, but maybe he'll give us a call tomorrow.
I think that the with the fish and the bait being there is like the best thing we got going. It could be a change in moon phase. It makes a difference. There was that tropical storm that was off of Cabo.
Uh-huh.
You know, that thing spinning up and creating some new water condition might be the difference. And they're bluefin. I mean, that's the thing. They've always been an extremely frustrating fish. That's that's how they've always been. And when they want to turn on and not is sometimes just the world's mystery. But the thing we have going for us is all the fishes here. You know what I mean? So all we need is for them to decide to get on the bite. It's such
their
a better
moment.
Scenario than, like, you know, well, hopefully the conditions are good and they'll show up. You know,
what we
need is here, and those guys look at it every single day. It just it just takes those things turning on, and that could be a change in water condition. It could be a change in food. It could be a change in moon. Just any one of those scenarios could make things just go off.
What about the yellowfin? What's the size on the yellowfin that are been in some of the counts?
Yeah, well, we caught them the other day. There were 5 to 15 pounds, I would call it.
Okay, they're smallish ones. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the smaller side, I'd say the average grade is 12 to 15, though.
I think that's
total.
Yeah, I would say so.
Is that what you caught the other day?
That's what all our fish were. And we didn't have any of those 5-pounders, but I know I have seen some, you know, in photos and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with you. The average size is 10 to 15. they're bigger than footballs. You know what I mean? You get a 15-pounder, it's a fish.
Hey, we ate some last night.
Yeah, it's a fish you don't worry about poking a hole into. You know?
Oh, yeah, you're going to have some sashimi.
Yeah, yeah.
You got it, buddy.
No doubt about it. Well,
okay,
son,
thanks,
great.
Guys.
Good luck
on
the casting contest. Thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Michael from Point Loma, local guy here.
Mike's making his
Michael's,
way up.
Coming down here at Mossy Ford and PB, a great crowd. I want to thank everybody for coming down today and appreciate you joining us.
How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, I'm going on a long-range trip, and I'm wondering what state-of-the-art motion sickness remedies you recommend.
I know that a lot of people are using the compounding pharmacies and compounding the scopolamine. And that seems to be the most effective, more effective than the patch, more effective than anything.
Okay.
Consult your doctor, but that seems to be the best thing is that going to talking to your doctor, working with a compounding pharmacy, like there's one here in town called Alvarado Pharmacy,
right.
And then having them compound scopolamine for your particular prescription.
Right on.
And people have told me that it's better than the patch.
Cool.
Are you particularly susceptible to motion sickness? Like, does it catch you
a
lot of times?
Unless I medicate.
Yeah, that is something that's going to require a little bit of legwork to do, and you just won't get seasick again. You know, I mean, it's so worth the hassle that goes into it. I mean, it's a miracle drug when it comes to motion sickness.
Right on.
All right,
okay,
Michael,
thanks
for coming down to Mossy Ford. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
All right, how about we talk to John? He's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How's it going today?
Great.
Couldn't be better, buddy.
So my question is to you, Rick. I was out on 4th of July, and there was so much volume of fish south of the border. Got one bluefin, got some yellowtail.
Nice.
And my question to you, Rick, is are we going to see the wahoo this year?
Well, I mean, never say never, but if I was a betting man, that's probably not where I would put my money. You know, you never know what comes in, and you never know what tropical storm spins some you know, crazy water up this way, but I think that was a pretty special anomaly that we had in 2015, and you know, that water got really hot really early.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it were a thing, John, we probably wouldn't see it until the fall. You know, it would be something you'd see in September, October, November. So, you know, never say never, and let's cross our fingers and knock on wood. But I think that was a pretty special occasion that happened.
Yeah.
And I think
it's not hot right now, so
no.
I don't think it,
it's a lot of
but it, you never know. They're talking about an El Nino toward the end of the fall, so.
I mean, after the last few years, between when the wahoo happened in 2015 and 300-pound bluefins that are, you know, miles away, and, you know, this week, at least in San Diego, we saw a day of the most unbelievable 80 to 125-pound bluefin fishing on the 9-mile bank for the guys who were there. Like, there's no more saying, like, oh, nothing, that would never happen. Like, we're done saying that. Anything is possible at this point. But
and now here's an interesting thing, too. By the way, thanks a lot for the call, John. Appreciate that very much. Here's an interesting thing. We had a lot of time on the Maui Gym last week in Kona to chat because you troll.
Because you were fishing
you
in Kona.
We trolled for 24 hours, and we had 3 bites.
Okay.
Right?
Pretty good fishing.
Yeah, well. You know, we had a bite on a blue marlin that didn't stick. We did caught and release a short-billed spearfish, and we caught a 114-pound tuna, which actually won the tuna division and $13,000 for the guys on the Maui Gym.
Nice.
I didn't get a share of that, but it went to the crew
and the
boat, of course, like that. But talking to Seth and the guys over there, they've had. Like, I asked, what about mahi-mahi, which Dorado mahi-mahi? They said, we just don't see much anymore. We just don't see it. But we've seen a lot of ono, wahoo. Interesting enough, Southern Baja, mahi-mahi, Dorado, not around, but a lot of wahoo around.
Totally right about
so
that.
Here it is, something that's nearly 3,000 miles away, separate, but they have the same pattern. And it's I don't know that it's related or not, or the abundance of overfishing on Dorado maybe, or underfishing on Ono or whatever. But it's the same pattern, and it's really kind of just two completely different worlds. But There you go.
Yeah, no, well,
who knows
you.
About
you.
Wahoo, right? I just throwing that out
yeah,
there
I
as a speculation.
Really cool.
I don't know. Jim from Fallbrook. Jim is here.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for coming down. All right, good morning.
Thank you. Kind of a cool day.
Yeah, right.
It is a cool morning here at Mossy, yeah.
You were talking about adding the braid. Is that on hollow core only?
It's cleanest on hollow core only. Yeah. So with hollow core, you have, just like Ron was saying, you know, you have the ability of splicing the two lines together, and so you have a very seamless connection. You know, there are plenty of good line-to-line knots where you can tie more solid spectra to the line that you already have.
Okay, that's
but,
what I was wondering.
Yeah, so can it be done? Sure. It's just cleaner and easier. When it's done with hollow, you literally have to mark where you made the splice, because if you don't, you'll never find it again. It's that seamless.
Yeah.
Would you connect regular Power Pro to regular Power Pro?
For me, it depends a little bit on where that connection is going to be at. I think that the strongest way to connect two solid braids, especially in terms of potentially catching a big tuna, would be to tie two bimini twists, which is a very strong loop knot, and then loop to loop those two together. We call it a cat's paw, where you pass one loop through the other three times and cinch it up. In my opinion, that's the strongest way of doing it. But that's kind of bulky and kind of big and doesn't go through the guides quite as nice. So if it's a real short one, you know, maybe two real good back-to-back unis is nice and tight and small. And I don't think it's as strong, but, you know, maybe you need to do that because you're going to be getting it through the guides more than you would two bimini. So a few different options depending on the scenario.
On the heavier line, like 100-pound braid and 80 or 100-pound fluoro, I've been using a FG knot. Mm-hmm. Have you ever used that?
Yeah.
Great knot, but boy, I tell you, it took me about a week to learn how to tie it.
No doubt, that's a tough one, and I think that knot is fantastic, and tried properly like any knot, it is hard to beat, and it's so skinny.
Yeah.
The only problem with an FG knot is it is also very easy to tie it incorrectly.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So I'm with you that's probably stronger and skinnier, but I like an RP knot because I can tie it in the dark with my eyes closed, and it's still super strong and it's super small.
Yeah, I can't too, but on the heavier line, that FG knot still goes through all your guys.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Steve came down from L.A., Steve Bermudez, the one and only world famous Steve, and still have time. Make sure that you're in the running here for all our great prizes. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning. I have a question for Ron, and I know this is a fishing show, but me and my buddy were talking last night about hunting, and we were wondering about using a kayak for hunting. Is that doable, or what would you suggest for what model of kayak?
Well, we've sold a lot of pro anglers to guys that do hunting, and they put camo on them. And there's an interesting little bimini that goes over your legs and covers your legs. And if you put camo on that, it's pretty stealthy because you don't see any movement with the Mirage Drive. I had a couple of my team guys years ago fishing in Alaska. And they were sitting on the beach holding up their big halibut and taking pictures. And this old Alaskan guy come by and said, hey, you know, deer float. And they said, what? And he says, you know, deer float. And I go, well, you know, Dennis was sitting there going, I don't know what he was talking about. And then he says, yeah, I just paddle my kayak up this creek. And when the deer come down, I shoot them, put them in the water, and float them down to my dock. I'm going, so, yeah, guys hunt out of. And, I mean, this guy, you couldn't, according to their story, you couldn't hear really what he was saying, and it was so funny that he's telling them that deer float.
Deer
and
float.
And that's how he transported them back to his cabin.
Okay.
That's
good.
Funny.
All right, Steve, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of those phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We're on 97.3 The Fan.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right, SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right, we arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to join us, 833-288-0973. That's the number to get you right through to Adam on The Fan if you want to call and ask a question of the man, Ron Lane. We got
yeah.
you covered.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, we have our Let's Talk Hookup searcher trip this week. It leaves Tuesday at 5 p.m., ooh, fish Wednesday, flat calm,
yeah,
and to come back Thursday morning. I can't believe there's still spots available.
Oh, no way, really?
Yep, Bob
oh, yeah.
Blum will be our chief on there, and I'm going
to
go.
Yeah,
totally. I looked at it. They had a spot available. I was like, I'm on.
Yeah,
I'm going.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure. So, and Gamakatsu, we're going to have a whole bunch of Gamakatsu sponsored trips. So everybody gets Gamakatsu hooks on the trip. We're going to have a whole bunch of great giveaways from our sponsors on the trip. So if you want to go, it's $475 and it's meals included. So
nice.
You're going to get dinner going out the night. You get breakfast, lunch, and dinner the next night, and then you're back like 7 or 8 in the morning on Thursday morning. Going to be a great trip on the Searcher. So if you want to go, check searchersportfishing.com and just go online and book it right online. I'll give Celia a call in the office and come on fishing with me. I'll be on there with the one and only Bob Blum.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hey, Mo from Vista. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, Mo?
Good morning, guys. I was the winner of last year's super duper.
Yeah, you won the whole shebang.
The whole shebang. Yeah, I want to thank Ron for his kayak that he gave to me, and Jeff from Cedro's Kayaking. I went fishing last week, and we got some nice yellowtail and some beautiful halibut. We got two of them over 25 pounds.
Nice.
Oh, how
nice.
Cool.
Nice.
It was a fantastic trip, first class, and I just appreciate the kayak, Ron.
Wow. That's great.
And you had fun on the trip on Sejo's kayak fishing?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Did Mo behave himself, Ron, on that trip?
I wasn't on that
trip. Oh, you weren't on that trip.
No, I was down there the week before, I think.
Oh, you just
went. I fished
with
Jensen, Rick.
Okay.
Rick Jensen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I fished with him and his friend and a couple other guys.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
All right.
You said it was first class. You were eating steaks and lobsters, and they
steak,
just took,
lobster,
took
and white sea bass. Yeah, great food.
That's
fantastic.
Great. Everything.
That's cool.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, good deal.
Thanks,
hey, thanks, Mo, for coming down to Mossy Ford. Roy from San Diego. Good morning, Roy. Thanks for coming down.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Question here for Ron. Ron, when you're fishing on your kayak and stuff, and you're kind of stopping and drift, how much effect does your rudder play in stars, which way you're drifting, left, right, front, back, whatnot and stuff, with the current?
Well, you know, when you're sitting still, that rudder's only drag. It's just not it's not working. It's not going to help you turn right or left or anything. You have to be moving for the rudder to work. But that being said, you know, when you're drifting, any drag will make it, you know, with the wind, if it's wind, you know, driven current, you know, you'll turn a certain way. So it has some effect. Now, on the new pro anglers, they have a skeg, which goes down, and that actually makes quite a difference in your drift. You know, it'll slow it down or make it more stable. And there are techniques in using it. It's not as much as you think. And I typically just keep pedaling. I'm always moving until I see a spot, and then I stay on it. And that's where those little fish finders are so great. I mean, to have a kayak with a fish finder and you can meter and, you know, pick a spot and get back to it, oh, that's just ideal.
Great.
Perfect. All right, Roy,
thanks
for coming down to Mossy Ford. Okay, it looks like the casting contest is wrapped up. So, guys, why don't you guys come up and give us a report? Grant, Dave, give us a report on the casting contest and what happened. So, looks like we wrapped up early. Here's the one and only Dave Dolan here. Good morning, Dave.
Okay. First place, Sutton Miller. Second place, Stephen Bermudes. And third place, Will Fetters.
Wow.
Hey, all right. Congratulations,
so, we had a little
different
deal. Congratulations.
What did it
So
what did it take to win first place?
Okay, we had a cast off between Sutton and Steve. You know, they both scored points and they both drew the right color card.
Okay,
then we had seven guys going for the third place.
Wow,
and,
a cast off by seven, huh?
Right, and then Will Fetters got a point there, so he took third place. First, second, third.
Sounds like a challenging casting this morning.
It was.
Yeah,
you know, there were a couple guys got in circles, drew the wrong color card, real heartbreak.
Yeah,
that's
so
that's fun though.
Okay,
that's
I got to
cool.
ask: did anybody backlash the Corrado DC?
No.
No. I don't know that you – if you set that thing up on the right setting, I don't think you can backlash that.
I bet Tom Schiff could backlash it.
You think Tom could backlash it? Yeah.
I bet he could backlash that thing.
Everybody was talking about how smooth it was and how much they liked the reel.
Yeah, it's cool. Pretty amazing. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. Lance is here. Lance from Vista. Thanks for coming down, Lance, to Mossy Ford. Appreciate that very much. Don't forget, they have their sell-a-thon going on with all the great cars and trucks on sale this weekend. So thanks for coming down.
Good morning, guys. I just had a question. We were out yesterday, and as a lot of the guys out there can probably attest, the amount of bluefin out there is enough to make you go nuts.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's a good way to put it.
That is a good way to put it. I'm nuts.
You go insane because you're thinking, okay, let's just try it one more time.
Yeah.
And you know, those boilers. Anyway, so just trying to think outside the box on what how to get these fish. Have you seen people try to bow fish these things at all?
Bow fish?
Because they're so thick, you literally see them right in front of you. If you figure if you just had a some sort of bow. Like it's almost like a kind of an easy man's harpoon type thing.
It
you know?
Probably work, but I don't know that Fish and Game would like that.
We've got
Is there
one,
regulations on that?
We've got one customer who has been researching that tirelessly, and he thinks, you know, he even went to Fish and Wildlife. Now, trust me, I am not saying that this is legal or illegal, but it was his impression that it was doable, that you had to have a certain type of arrow that you shot the fish with. But he took it to Fish and Wildlife, and they determined, at least in the office, that what he was doing was a legal means of doing
was,
so.
Was legal.
Yeah, but I would for sure do your own research also, because you certainly cannot harpoon them, which it's pretty similar to that. But
it's not harpooning.
But bow fishing is not. Bow fishing is bow fishing, and there are regulations for that. So.
Yeah.
So I think it's doable, but once you got an arrow into one, you would have your work cut out for you, too.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's cool, man. Trust me, I'm with you.
Careful what you wish
some
for.
Of those,
yeah.
Some of those things are so damn frustrating, man. I'm totally with you. I would,
yeah.
By any means necessary, I got your back.
Not a bad idea, and I certainly wouldn't want to try it down in Mexican waters. I'd probably stick to California.
That's probably a good call, too.
For sure. All right.
Why
thanks
not,
for coming
though, man?
Down.
I'm in. Yeah.
Wayne from Point Loma is next up. Good morning, Wayne. Thanks for coming down. A lot of locals, a lot of people come from a long distance there.
What's up, Wayne?
Wayne? By the way, Rick, that's Crazy Tom Schiff. Not just
Crazy Tom.
My bad.
That's what we call it.
Sorry about that.
So, Ron, good morning. I've had a Hobie Outback, fished it everywhere in the Sierras, the lakes here, offshore, Mission Bay for 10 years. I'm too old for that stuff anymore. So.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm not lumping that thing on my SUV anymore. I'm taking it to Mount Lassen this summer and leaving it at my buddy's cabin permanently so I can go up there and fish it and leave it in the lake in future years. But it brought up a question to me. Is there any resale market for used Outbacks?
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, man, they're the hottest thing going.
Really?
When the new Outback came out, we were taking trade-ins on old Outbacks, and that's almost every year. We had over 20 of them at the store, and I'm looking around going, uh-oh, this could be... What have I done, you know, 20-something Outbacks of them trade-in? Well, they were all gone in 2 weeks.
Really?
Wow.
An ad on Craigslist. It's amazing. Craigslist is my biggest competitor.
Yeah.
I mean, an old Outback on Craigslist should last about 1 day.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not planning to sell it. I'm going to give it away.
Okay. You'll regret that.
Very nice.
You'll regret that. But they are really easy to sell.
And that old Outback is a great boat. Love that boat.
It still works fine.
No, yeah. they're amazing. But since that time, there's been many eras that you've missed, like the new seat, 2015. That seat is a game changer.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't sit in puddles anymore.
Yeah. So worth the investment that you're going to make on the new boat, you know.
Yeah.
You'll wonder why it took you that long to pull the trigger.
We take trade-ins at the store, and maybe you should just take a brand new one down there.
I don't know.
Thanks, Wayne, for coming down the Mossy
Port. We could turn up the heat,
that.
Couldn't we?
So, I know we talked about this already, but the difference between old and new Outback. I mean, they made several changes, notably in the design of the hull, right?
That's right. That's right.
So it's wider and more stable.
Well, actually, okay, so the first thing they did was they fixed the bottom. Early, early Outbacks were very wobbly.
Yes.
And they tried to do that to make them faster.
Uh-huh.
Well, that got changed, and it turned that boat into a really great fishing platform.
Yeah.
And then they started changing little things like the strength and the way the Mirage Drive clicks in. Then they started changing tackle management.
How did they change the way the Mirage Drive clicks in? Just out of curiosity.
Well, they were cam locks in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
So you would carefully put your Mirage Drive in, and then you would tighten either side with your hand by a clicking little cam lock.
Gotcha.
And then they went to the click and go. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
That's easy.
Yeah, click and go.
Yeah.
I mean, guys try to make it complicated, and it's not.
I know, but it's like, how do you put this in? You just drop it in and go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Click and go. And then the real big change, I mean, game changer changes, where things are just way different, was the new seat in 2015.
Yeah.
Once that seat came out, we all were just going, wow,
that's cool.
I can stand this thing for hours.
Yeah.
My butt's not wet. It's comfortable. I can recline it. You just stay fresh longer. I mean, in fishing, sometimes these guys at La Jolla are out there for 8 to 12 hours.
Sure.
I mean,
well, when we were at San Clemente Island on the Islander,
yeah,
we were on the boats for several hours.
I was so happy to come out and, you know, and not see, you know, I'm going, okay, I'm one of the last ones out. And I go, where's Chris?
He's still paddling.
He quit early.
Early, only 10 hours, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he only went 10 hours. Yeah,
and I finally beat Chris Minnick.
Nice job. That's not an easy thing to do.
So the new Outback, and then how does the Passport differ from the Outback?
Well, they have a more economy version.
Yeah.
You know, everything is kind of fine-tuned in two respects. It's a little simpler and a little less money.
Yeah, a lot less money.
Yeah, a lot less.
Passport is $12.95. So it's like an entry level. Now, what about the seat on the Passport?
It's like a lawn chair.
Yeah,
like
it's very comfortable. It's not the super seat like you found in the Outback or the Pro Angler, but it's quite a good seat.
So you lose a little adjustability.
Adjustability, yeah.
But for most of the time, it's not that big a deal.
Still has a Mirage drive, right?
Oh, it's actually right. It's one of the best Mirage drives. It's so simple and clean. There's just nothing.
Just
that's
no 180
wrong.
Though.
It's not a 180.
Yeah, yeah. But everything else is all Hobie on it. You can put the Hobie bait tank on it. You can do everything, right?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It fits the new sail kit. Everything's the same.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Sail kit?
No, it's sail kits. It's a Hobie. You can sail them.
You can
all
sail
of them. Yeah. I've had guys come in and tell me, you know that sail kit you sold me? It cost me $50,000. I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, I like sailing it so much, I bought a sailboat.
Ah! That's funny.
It really took me by surprise.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm thinking he had an accident or something.
Craig from Ocean Beach, another local guy. Craig, you still around? There's Craig.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us here at Mossy Ford today.
What's up, Craig?
How's it going?
Great.
So I got the RP 7-day trip coming up in December.
You're going with Rock God Rick?
He was the big winner at Tuna Wars.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Congratulations.
What needs to be on my packing list from gear to luggage, all that stuff? This is my first long-range trip.
Oh, you're going to love it.
I would say as far as gear goes, what we've most commonly fished at Guadalupe has been 50 through 80 pounds. So I would get yourself, whether you purchase or rent from the landing or get directly from the Royal Polaris, but I would make sure you had a 50, a 60, and an 80-pound outfit. And we're fishermen, and we can have all kinds of other stuff that we probably will bring and don't need, a jig rod and a 40-pound rod and all this stuff, but those are the three things that you need to have on your Guadalupe trip, a 50, a 60, and an 80. As far as gear goes for your first long trip, the Royal Polaris is, Pete will attest, you've been on that trip, down there with those guys. It's just super comfortable, but, you know, make sure you got your changes of clothes. One thing that I like to have on a long-range trip is I'll usually bring two towels. That's one of those things a lot of people don't think about is in the stateroom down below, the air conditioner running, a lot of times your towel doesn't perfectly dry out in a day, so having two is a nice thing that you can swap from one day to the other. Having a little multi-plug is really nice for being in the stateroom.
Yep.
All the staterooms have power in them, but a lot of them just have an outlet, so having a little multi-plug so you and the person you're stateroom with can, you know, both charge your phones at night, that kind of thing. But, man, as far as comfort goes, you're on one of the very nicest boats in the entire fleet, so there's not a lot that you need.
And you're going to eat very well.
Oh, it's so killer. You're going to love that trip.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So what kind of reels for those three setups do you recommend?
If I was picking 50, 60, and 80, I would probably take a Talica 12, a Talica 16, and a Talica 20. And I think that I would do that just because the Talica 12 you'll use for a lot of other things. If you were solely building a Guadalupe arsenal, it would be two 16s and a 20. Because the 12 gets a little short on line capacity for a Guadalupe scenario. It's big fish that sometimes you need to soak a bait a long ways before you get a bite. But I think that if you were building your arsenal, I would still get a 12 because that might make more sense for you doing other stuff closer to home.
Another thing I'd recommend, too, is, and on previous trips, by experience, I've done several trips on the Shogun down to Guadalupe and going again this year on our Let's Talk hookup trip. But the new, I was fishing with Nautilus, Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks down there. And actually when I hooked some bigger fish and put some heavier drag on them, I actually lost a couple, I think, because the hook was not quite strong enough.
Yeah.
Well, Gamakatsu actually upgraded that, and they made, I think, the perfect Guadalupe Island hook now. It's the Nautilus HD, and it's not too big, not too small. and it's like kind of good for that 100-pound grade tuna on, you know, if you're going to fish them on lighter line. So that's something else I'd look into, is making sure you get some of those Nautilus HD hooks.
Do you go ringed or not ringed?
I like non-ring. My personal feeling is I don't know about Rick, but
I'm a ring guy.
You like rings?
I like to tie. I like to tie. If I'm tying a knot, I use a ringed hook. If I'm crimping, I use a non-ring. Everybody, you know, they all sort. That's going to be a good call. Hook's going to be bait is going to be a little bit more challenging, I have a feeling, Guadalupe this year. I'm sure you know, and all of us that have fished this year, the bait has been small this year. It's healthy and it's very strong and it's good bait, but it's been on the smaller side. I doubt that will change when it comes time for us to go down to Guadalupe. So having a lighter weight hook that allows the bait to swim better will be a big deal. The problem with Guadalupe, just like the problem with Big Bluefin right now, like you're going to be having shots every day at fish that are in excess of 100 pounds. So you've got to tow that line between a hook that's small enough for your bait to swim and get bites, but still be able to hook a big fish on heavy line.
You bet. Hey, good luck on that trip. Congratulations, and thanks for supporting Tuna Wars too. Nick from Fallbrook. Nick, you still around here at Mossy Ford at Pacific Beach? Nick is here. Come on up, step up to the mic and tell us what you think. But anyway, I want to remind you here, the guys from Mossy Ford are here. If you want to check out one of their great deals on the Ford cars and truck, this is the weekend to do it. The Sell-a-thon weekend is the only, well, not the only time to buy, but the best time to buy your Ford car and truck right here at Mossy.
What's up, Nick?
How's it going, guys?
Good morning.
Hey, I was hearing different opinions about circle hooks and J hooks. For bait, do you guys have a preference?
What do you like, Pete?
Circle hook
versus J hook, just your personal preference.
I like circle hooks. I like that Nautilus circle hook myself, the Nautilus circle hook, yeah.
I'm for bluefin, I'm a circle hook guy also. I just think that their teeth are a little bit more aggressive than other tuna. They're so notorious at the end of the fight for shaking their head and cutting people off. And bluefin is about the only fish for me that I just only will fish circle hooks for. Just about everything else I like a J-hook. I like the Gamakatsu standard live bait hook. That's my favorite. But for bluefin, I'm a circle guy.
You know what? I got to go with you, Pete.
You like circle hooks?
No, I like borrowing your hooks.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. I got you.
I do think, though, a J-hook does offer some things.
You can swing.
It's easier to put a bait on, for sure, especially when right now we're using a lot of small hooks. Like, shoulder hooking a sardine with a 1-0 circle is not an easy thing to do. And sometimes you're mangling the bait more than you should be by putting that hook on. And if you treat a J hook the same as a circle and don't swing, get a bite, put your reel into gear, point at the fish, a high percentage of the time it'll wind up right in the same spot. So there's some merit to it, but I'm still a circle hook guy.
Very good. Thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Dave, last one up here. But of course, everybody else is eligible. And we're going to put everybody back in the running here right now. But thanks, Dave, for coming down to Mossy Ford.
What's up, Dave?
Thank you. And thank you, Ron, for your generosity at Tuna Wars. At the captain's reception, you donated a Traeger grill. And
love those things.
Yeah, we're going to love it, too, because we bid on it and won it.
Hey, way to go. Congratulations. Nice, man, that's awesome.
Way to go.
Appreciate that. Haven't had a chance to use it because we've been traveling, but this weekend probably.
You're going to love that thing.
Yeah. Well, and make sure you cure it. You know, turn it on, let it cure out. You don't want to just go out and start. You have to, when you first use it, you got to follow the instructions.
Traeger made a series of videos you can find on their website or on YouTube. Just look into seasoning your Traeger grill. It's super easy to follow because we just upgraded and bought a bigger grill also from Ron there. And the startup process, it's super easy.
Ron is Traeger headquarters, right? Did you have a quick question?
That one that you got was the tailgater, right?
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Oh, we took that on Thanksgiving to San Onofre, used the little, inverter and ran it off the car, cooked our turkey in it in 2 hours. It was awesome.
Wow.
That's cool.
We had lots of friends.
Tailgater. And you sell all the accessories for Traegers.
Yeah,
you sell the Traeger
pellets
grills.
And all the seasonings.
Everything right there at Fastlane.
It's so much fun. I mean, I haven't burned a steak yet.
Have they made a Traeger grill that'll fit on a kayak?
They do have that little one. Yeah, it might.
It might.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. You'd have to pedal awfully hard to get
that'd
that
be kind of
going
sick.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Appreciate
hey,
that,
congratulations.
Dave. All right, appreciate
hey, when
that.
We come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got those brand-new Piahi glasses. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out. Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranks reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want
use
about.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. What an awesome time this morning. Great time here at Mossy Ford Pacific Beach.
Okay, Ron.
Such a killer crowd and good time this morning. And
pick
we're going
to pick the winner here, and then, of course, we're going to do the random draw.
Pick
one of theirs. This is for the Maui Jim sunglasses.
Brand
to
new
step
pair
on the Mac.
Of Piahis is going to Craig in Ocean Beach. Craig, congratulations.
Craig in Ocean Beach.
You
all right,
a
Craig.
Brand new pair
we'll
of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Okay, now, Cowboy, random draw. Here we go for the random draw here. Cowboy's drawing the winner, and Susan Ramirez. Susan
right.
Ramirez is our qualifier for the grand prize. We'll get your information as soon as we get off here. Congratulations, Susan. Hang on just a second. And want to thank Ron Lane, Fast Lane. Man, it's the only place to go. Check it out.
Come by and try a kayak.
Yeah, and you do demos for free. You can just go out and see how things are. And
I highly
recommend it. I do too. Yeah, it's such a great spot. Stand up paddleboard, Traeger grills, and of course the best hook kayak, the Hobie kayak, all the accessories and everything else. How do we find you, Ron?
We're just right on Mission Bay, right there at Dana Landing Marina. You can call us at 619-222-0766.
Wow, fantastic, Ron. Thanks a lot for
thank you
coming
guys.
Down here. And
what
thanks
a
for
fastest
being such
2 hours.
Yes, indeed, and thanks for being such a great supporter of ours, too. And thanks to all the guys that helped out today. Let's see, we got Tommy, we got the Cowboy, we got, of course, Arnie, and we have Dave, and we have
Who am I missing?
Well, I'm missing Eleanor and Maddie. They came all the way down to say hi this morning. But, yeah, Brian in the studio, Adam helping us on the phone. Just an awesome time.
And, of course, Bill Lippis, our chief engineer here. Thanks a lot, Bill, for doing such a great job. A legend in San Diego radio right here, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Lippis, Adam and Brian in the studio. And, of course, thank you all for joining us, too. We sure appreciate you coming down to Mossy Ford.
Great
and
crowd.
Thanks to the great people here at Mossy. We appreciate all their support and the San Diego County Ford dealers. Tomorrow, Captain John Conniff from the Islander will be here. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in the 97.3 studios. See you tomorrow morning right back here.